Well, we weren't expecting this interview, folks, but we got lucky. We brought the Horgon with us, and you've seen it in photos, and it's the Horgon is actually, I think, made all the difference today. We have J.R. Sutich, but you know him as Razor. This is Cryptic's community leader, folks. All right, let's just jump right into the questions.
Okay.
The night of the countdown, mm-hmm. Were you expecting such a big turnout?
We had an idea that it might be something, you know, along the lines, but it was really exciting just to see, you know, how many people were coming to the site and how many people were waiting and, you know, doing, you know, countdown to site live in other forums and, you know, watching the countdown in shout boxes and stuff like that all over at different sites like Hailing Frequency and stuff. So it was a lot of fun just to be part of that.
Have you been surprised at the number of posts that have just, you know, in the last, up to this point here, up to Vegas today,
mm-hmm.
just how many posts there's been just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to see the amount of people that get excited or, you know, just really, 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 you know, like positive about the site and the game and everything like that. And just to get on there and post, you know, their ideas and to engage in discussion. It's just really great, you know, just to see that amount of enthusiasm for Star Trek as, you know, right now.
We've been handing out shirts here, or helping hand out shirts with... Mm-hmm. with the Reverb, and we've been stuffing those little Hailing Frequency flyers in there.
Right.
And people mm-hmm. have been saying, well, where do we go? And now, you know, we've been telling them to head over to StarTrekOnline.com.
Right.
And a lot of these folks are new to MMOs. They first of all, they thought it was, well, maybe this is another Star Trek .com site, and mm-hmm. they weren't really sure what it was. So when you're telling people, hey, this is going to be an MMO.
Right.
You explain what an MMO is, and you direct them to the site. I think a lot of folks after this convention are going to be hitting it that are really new to MMOs and really don't know what to expect from a forum.
Right.
And they're going to be hitting our site now because our cards had the Hailing Frequency site mm-hmm. on there, and we asked them to tune in to this coverage. So what can they expect from the forums, and what can you tell them a little bit about forum etiquette?
A little things that they can expect from the forums is, you know, don't be overwhelmed when you look and you see a large number of threads or topics, or because one of the things that we wanted to do when we launched the forums is try and keep the number of actual active forums a little bit lower right now, just to kind of focus the discussions that are going on. One of the things that you want to do when you come to the forums is always, you know, read the introduction, and don't be afraid to use the search function, because what that does is it lets you know, like, if there's something you're interested in, you know, has it been brought up before? Is it being currently discussed right now? And can I just add to that discussion instead of starting a new post? The other things is make sure that you read the forum rules and the code of conduct. Just to kind of get an idea of, you know, the kind of things that, you know, should and should not be discussed, or even just like how to discuss things. It's very important that, you know, you try and be nice and civil, and you know, try and speak to people on the forums like, you know, they were sitting on your couch in your living room, and you don't want to shout at them there. So, you know, don't do it on the forums.
We do have some heated discussion in this community, and mm-hmm. it's like folks say, you know, you fight with your friends, but you fight with your families a little bit meaner sometimes.
Right.
And it's been that way in the community. We definitely fight, but when it comes down to it, you know, we're all there for the same thing. And at the end of the day, we try to always respect each other's opinions. So one thing, if you're new to the Star Trek forums or new to Star Trek gaming and you go in there, please remember to, you know, have an incredibly thick skin. You know, everybody takes this incredibly seriously. Folks have been following Star Trek Online for almost the first company, almost 10 years now. And so everybody's very, very, very passionate about it, I'm sure, like you are. So just be aware that it can be rough in there. But, you know, stand your ground.
Not too rough, because I do make sure that it doesn't go completely out of bounds.
Yeah, you got somebody watching your back. So definitely go in there and have a good time. All right. What are some potential goals for the community? Some things that you might want to do?
What we, you know, like to do with the community is to continue to grow it, you know, get people who are interested in the game, get in people who are interested in MMOs and Star Trek to come, you know, and join our community. And moving forward, some of the things that, that I'd like to do is work more with members of the community and see if there's, you know, some things that we can do that can make, you know, the community fun and interesting, and possibly work on, you know, some post-launch ideas, which I've been kind of like forming and, you know, wanting to make sure that, you know, maybe we do have some in-game events and some special things for people to, you know, take part in and be a part of.
That sounds pretty incredible. Hey, speaking of community events, Woot Radio is an in-character radio station in City of Heroes. And we have, if you're a listener to Hailing Frequency, we do Fleet Radio. So are the community going to be able to explore certain things like that inside of Star Trek Line? Are we going to be allowed to possibly do some things like that?
I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be possible, why there couldn't be like a Fleet Radio, or, you know, even just like a radio station that somebody could do like a live cast or a simulcast. You know, things that you could, you know, listen to while you're flying around space, you know, and just give it that little bit more of an immersion feel to it, you know, where you can tune in and find out that, you know, such and such fleet is holding, you know, an event, and you happen to be logged in at that time, and you're like, hey, you know what, that's in 15 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and head that way and take part in it.
Yeah, we would definitely love to perpetuate the illusion and try to, you know, for so many people, Star Trek, it's beyond a game. It's a lifestyle. So we definitely want to add to that illusion of, you know, this is real. This is our lifestyle. And I think it's going to be great. So if you're encouraged to do anything like that in the game, go to the community and talk about it. Uh-oh. All right. What's your favorite story so far?
What do you mean, what's
did
my
I give you enough time to think about that one?
What do you mean, what's my favorite story
what's been
so
your
far?
Well, what's been your favorite moment so far, the highlight moment since the forum opened?
I would, honestly, if you're going to say that, I would have to say that it was like the moment that the forum opened. And, you know, it was like, you know, being at Times Square on New Year's and the ball is finally dropped and everyone is firing off confetti and, you know, and huzzah and all that good stuff. And that was just amazing. I stayed up and I was in the office when it went live and just watching everything go on. And it was just,
were there people gathered in the office? Was it a big party?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, you know, like we had people in the office and everybody was excited, and, you know, they had the tech people doing, you know, making sure that, nothing went wrong there. And, you know, we had, people, you know, in the office and, you know, calling in and stuff. And we just wanted to make sure that, everything went, really smoothly. And, I'm glad with the result.
Historic was definitely the word of the day. We started our coverage that morning, if you were listening on Hailing Frequency Live, and we broadcast at the top of the hour every hour that morning, and worked our way up to the last 5 hours, and then kept coverage going solid. And we were crashing left and right. We were just it was fun. It was kind of a nightmare, but at the same time, this is what we had lived for. This is the moment we finally had been waiting for, and. Yeah, no matter who came into the chat box or who came on the air with us, one of the first things, guys like Chris Jones, big modder in the community, this is a historic night. And it really was. It was just like you said, just like Times Square.
It was great. I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
All right, folks. You know him as Razor. He's your community leader at StarTrekOnline.com. So if you, you know, need to talk to somebody over there, he's your man. He's got your back. That's it. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Hailing Frequency Live. Thank you so much.
Hey, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.